Good evening and welcome to Tiger Talk. This is our once weekly show where we get a chance to sit down and talk about Mobridge Pollock sports and activities. A big thank you goes to Dakota Bank of Mobridge for making this show possible. William Haynes with you here tonight. Some bad news, unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties with our phone system, we were unable to get in touch with Coach TJ Knudsen, who leads the Mobridge Pollock boys basketball program. We were looking forward to talking about the upcoming season for them, but we will get in touch with him for our show next week. So our apologies for the lead up to that, but we still can let you know what's been happening lately in the Tigers world and what's to come in the following week. And let's start with last night and the girls basketball team getting their season underway in Dupree. Couldn't have done it, I think, in any better fashion than the Lady Tigers did. 69-12 is about as much of a lopsided score as you'll ever find. It was 23-1 after the first quarter. Mobridge Pollock forced 40 turnovers in the game. No need to adjust your radio. 40 turnovers forced held Dupree to just 14% field goal shooting. And the newcomer, who we talked about last week with their head coach, Stefan Hedick, Blake Thompson from McLaughlin High School, now in the black and orange for Mobridge Pollock, 18 points with six steals. She got our player of the game in her Mobridge Pollock debut. Tegan Konold had 13 points, eight steals, and five assists in her first game of the year. And congratulations to her, just announced her commitment to the University of Mary to continue her basketball career, which is very exciting. Four players in total in double figures last night, Charlie Henderson and Faith Heil getting there as well. All 12 players on the roster played in the game last night. 11 of those 12 scored at least 1 point. You talk about a team effort, that it doesn't get much better than that. For the wrestling teams, they began their year this past Saturday at the Stanley County Invitational. The boys finished 6th out of 14 teams, the girls 4 out of 10. And Wyatt Ziegler for the boys won the 285-pound class. Canyon Ford came in the 175 semis. Braden Wenches made the 144 semis and made his way through the consolation bracket to be the third-place winner. And for the girls, Dora Bonin won the 138-pound class. Jasmine Perez, the 120 class runner-up. So each team got a winner. Boys and girls both got a wrestler to win one of the classes, which was exciting to see. In activities news, the State Oral Interpretation Festival was held in Sturgis this past Saturday. No surprise, Mobridge Pollock had a very good showing there. As a team, they received a Team Excellence Award. Mystic Erickson and Sophia Overland received a superior with their duo. Isis Leon Leon received a superior with her poetry solo piece, and Blaise Verhulst received an excellent with his humor solo piece. So congratulations to all of them and to their coach, Molly English, there from the State Oral Interpretation Festival. So that's what's happened the past week. And looking to what's ahead now, the boys wrestling team will be in Falkton this Saturday for the Falkton Invite. The girls don't wrestle next, I believe the schedule says, until late January. Girls basketball's got a few more games coming up, including tomorrow night against Cheyenne Eagle Butte, who has yet to play a game tomorrow night in Mobridge. So the Lady Tigers get their home opener. We'll be on the air right here on Star 99 beginning at 7:30. The action there gets started underway, though, with the C game starting at 5:30 with JV after that. So girls get Cheyenne Eagle Butte tomorrow. They play Sisseton on Saturday. We are on the air in Mobridge from Saturday at 2 o'clock. Boys and girls will both play. They get the JV game started at 1 o'clock there. And then the girls also play Aberdeen Roncalli next Tuesday. The JV game there starts at 5 o'clock Central. For the boys basketball team, their season opener, as well as their home opener against Sisseton in that doubleheader this Saturday. They also are the other leg of the doubleheader against Aberdeen Roncalli next Tuesday. Again, JV game there next Tuesday starts at 5 o'clock. And remember, Star 99, you're home for all Mobridge Pollock basketball action. So hope that you'll join us for all of those games. And Again, our apologies that we could not get our system in line so we could get on the horn with TJ Knutson, the boys basketball head coach, but look forward to speaking with him very soon and getting to get a first look at his team on Saturday against Sisseton. Again, a big thank you to Dakota Bank of Mobridge for sponsoring Tiger Talk. Thank you for tuning in this week. We'll be back next Wednesday at 7. And until then, you're listening to Star 99.